Christ prepares a better country. Hebrews 11:13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. It's been called that sweet by and by, and we that are saved shall meet on that beautiful shore. These all died in faith, not having the promises, but the eyes of faith could see the promise of the land, where we never grow old. Christ's promises persuaded, they held them in love, close to their hearts as a mother embraces her dear child. These confessed in their lives that they were strangers and pilgrims. Christ, by his mighty hand of power, called us all out of the city of destruction. Now when we pass through the spiritual stages of life, when we are tempted to stay in Vanity Fair, when we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, Christ, our great high priest and friend and the Lord of that better heavenly country, has given us a letter, and that letter states that we are searching for a higher country, a better country. So then we must pass through Vanity Fair, but we are strangers to it. Is it not seen that you are a stranger to this world and this world to you? What amuses them saddens you. What motivates them brings disgust and a feeling of vanity. Have you never as a Christian walked into a place and felt like a total stranger? Have you never evangelized and seen that you are a pilgrim and a stranger? Why? Because you have been fitted for a better country. You are not better than they are. Though all those in the city of destruction and in Vanity Fair will accuse you of thinking you are better than they are when you do not partake in their riotous living. But you plainly state to them, the Lord of the country that I am a citizen of has called me to him, and I am on pilgrimage to that celestial city, and I am governed by the laws of that land. That better country's laws supersede these laws, man's laws. That does not make me a bad pilgrim in this land. No, it makes me a kind one to all men, that as much as lieth in me, I live peaceably with all men. But I can only obey those laws that do not disobey the Lord of the better country. But if I am asked to choose, the higher law from the better country is to be obeyed above all else, because I am a stranger here. Dear professing Christian, are you more of a stranger to the Lord of the better country's laws, or to the laws of this world? Do you follow the world or Christ? Do you fit in well here? A little too well? When we say we are pilgrims, we declare plainly we are seeking another country, one where Christ rules and reigns. Does your life make that declaration? Or does it say, I am comfortable here. This is my home, and I am not passing through. I have staked my claim to this life. Oh, that all God's people who name his name would seek the better country. Our lives should speak very plainly of where we are headed to, that better country. If you are mindful of this world, then you might return to it, as the verses say. But Christ, the Lord of the better country, bids you come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. For all those who plainly declare Christ and his lordship in that country and have by faith been called to it, God is not ashamed to be called their God and has prepared for them that better country through Christ Jesus, the Lord.